Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Mr. Postmaster, did you hear the wind blowing this morning?
I'll say I did, Miss Message. I thought it was going to blow the roof right off the house. According to the radio, it was up to 48 miles an hour at one time.
Ooh, and look, it blew one of the shutters off the post office.
Oh, it could not.
Blew in through the cracks around the windows and scattered stuff all around.
That's a mess in here. I wonder, I wonder if it blew Sam's mail pouch off the hook out front.
No, I'm sure he got it because he left behind the empty one as usual.
I guess we're pretty lucky at that. Tomorrow I'll get here early and I'll put the shutter back.
And we ought to do something about the cracks around those windows. Maybe stuff in some insulation?
Hey, that's a good idea, Miss Message. I'll get some of that, too. Now, how about a few letters? Do we have any?
Of course, Mr. Postmaster. Some for you and some for me.
All right. Who starts first?
Oh, you may.
All right. Here is a letter from Amy Yount. And Amy writes, "Dear Santa Claus, this is what I want for Christmas. Baby soft sound, fresh and fancy, fashion plates. And Amy wants a wireless microphone and a Dr. Drill and Fill. Dr. Drill and Fill, Adventures of the Dentist. She also wants Merlin and a blue bike with orange stripes on the seat size. Show a seat and it's a size 20-inch bike. Signed, Amy Yount."
Let's see. Here's a letter from Jay and Katie Woods. Dear Santa, I guess Katie's writing this letter. Mm-hmm. Dear Santa, I've been a good girl all year long. I would like a Barbie makeup center. Oh, a Dr. Drill and Fill, another one.
Goodness.
Some new clothes and some disco records.
Wow.
My brother Jay would like a new joke book, and he wants disco records too. Thank you, Santa. Say hello to Rudolph. Jay and I will leave you coffee and carrots. Love, Jay and Katie Woods.
That's very nice of Katie to write that for them. I wonder, what is happening here with all these Dr. Drill and Fills? Are people going into the dentist business, Miss Message? Carmen Sanford has written, and she says, "Dear Santa, I've been hoping you would brighten me up this Christmas with the following." Goodness, look at what she's got. She's been in a catalog, Miss Message. That's what she's done. And she says, "Santa, I'd like..." Well, I guess really he can sort of take his choice here among these things. Carmen Sanford would like a camera, a TV set, a calculator, a typewriter, a Crayola art caddy, and a fresh and fancy. She wants a yellow fresh and fancy. I love you, Santa. Or is it is yellow the page, or is that the color? Whatever it is. Carmen Sanford, that's a very imaginative list, and on it goes to Santa Claus.
Here's a long letter. Dear Santa Claus, my name is Tom, and I'm 7 years old. For Christmas, I would like a new pair of jeans because my old ones are full of holes. A toolbox with a real hammer and saw, and a light bright set. My little brother Matthew is too small to write you a letter by himself. He is only 4. Matthew has been a nice boy all year. He would like a teddy bear, some blocks, and maybe some clothes. Please bring our mom and dad something too. And Santa, don't forget all the little children in the world. Maddie and I will leave you some hot coffee and hay on the roof for the reindeer.
Good for them.
See you soon, Tom and Matthew Evans.
Oh, what a nice letter, Miss Message. Now, here's an unusual one. It says, written by a poor, beaten-down art teacher.
Hmm.
Dear Miss Message and Santa Claus. Well, I'll read it, even though I picked it up, so it's my turn to read. I would really like a new 8th grade class for Christmas, or maybe just the same class with an improved attitude. I would like this group to have a little of that famous Christmas spirit just once, for one class period, so they could see how easy life is if they don't fight discipline and authority and new ideas every second of the day. And the teacher goes on to say, I wish some positive, generous, respectful-type dust to fall on them and make them well again. Just once, I wish I could hear an encouraging word about what they think and do and how others influence them. At least, I wish that they would see that it is just as easy to give as it is to take. P.S. I would also like a pair of 1-carat diamond stud earrings. Love and thanks, a poor, beaten-down art teacher. Aw, poor, beaten-down art teacher. You know, Miss Message, ordinarily we don't get letters from grown-ups.
Or if we do, they're just grown-ups writing for little children.
Mm-hmm. But I must say now, that art teacher certainly sounds as if she could use some of that positive, generous, respectful-type dust to sprinkle on her little charges.
I don't know whether Santa has anything like that in his bag of goodies. A stuffed heart, maybe.
Or a testimonial.
Or a medal for courage.
But respectful dust? I don't know. Maybe something will turn up.
I hope so. Meanwhile, Sam will turn up pretty soon looking for the mail pouch, and we'd better have it ready.
We better have. Let's get all these letters in, including poor beaten-down art teacher. Get her book right in. Let Santa worry about that one. Okay, there. It's all done and ready for Sam.
I'll hang the bag on the hook, and it's on to Santa Claus.
Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.